This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Imagine finding out that you have a condition that you only thought much older men could get. You happen to be a young woman, a young sportswoman, in fact, and you end up with a diagnosis that you thought younger women didn't get. That's exactly what happened to Rochelle Flanagan, who's a former international hockey player. You didn't think women like you, young, fit, healthy women, could get Parkinson's, did you, Rochelle? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. No, I absolutely didn't. I'm actually a registered dietitian as well, and I had seen people, a few people with Parkinson's over the years, and to be honest, myself, thought it was older men. So I was really taken aback when I realised I had Parkinson's disease myself.
What age were you?
I was 47 at the time when I was diagnosed, but actually I picked it up when I was 46. I was pregnant with my second child. 3 months pregnant, actually, and I noticed when I was in my clinic, writing in my record card, a patient had come back to see me after a number of years, and I noticed my handwriting was much smaller than when they had seen me, 5 years previous, and I thought that was very strange. And when I went to make the handwriting bigger, I couldn't, and I thought that's really strange. And basically, it's a thing called micrographia, which is associated with Parkinson's disease.
Right. I wasn't aware of that. So your writing had changed. Now people's writing change as they go through life. But you couldn't actually, it was gone almost too small for you to read.
Yes.
But you couldn't physically make it bigger.
No. So that's what made me think, okay, there's something very strange about this. So a lot of people don't realize they're called prodromal, they're sort of pre-Parkinson's symptoms. So small handwriting. The other thing I had, which I didn't realize at the time, was a sort of aching shoulder. So frozen shoulders, something that's associated with Parkinson's as well. There were very minor sort of symptoms, and my neurologist sort of, thought, I'm too young to have Parkinson's. So I had a brain scan, I had a nerve, trapped nerve test, and then I had to wait until my daughter was born and breastfed before I had a thing called a DAT scan, which confirmed basically that I didn't have enough dopamine, which is related to the Parkinson's, basically.
Yeah. What's it like to be told you've got something like that at just 46? Because it's incurable. It's degenerative. Yeah. It's with you for the rest of your life. You can control and manage it, but it's never going away.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking, to get a diagnosis, especially alongside with the birth of my daughter. I had a long journey to have her. So to then have her born with, a diagnosis of Parkinson's was quite the carpet pulled from underneath us. But that's the thing about Parkinson's. I did a lot of research because, I'm a dietitian, and I realized really that there was a lot that I could do to control it rather than it controlling me. So Parkinson's wants to make your world smaller. You have to kind of fight back against it. But lucky enough, I'm a dietitian, so I had the knowledge base which to do that. Mm. But a lot of people with Parkinson's, and there's other people younger than me in their teens, in their late teens, they're diagnosed with Parkinson's as well. And 40% of people with Parkinson's are actually women. So back to your point that it's not just an older man's disease, it's not just about a tremor. There are a myriad of symptoms that can affect people with Parkinson's that make life very difficult.
We have this stereotypical view of the shaky hand. and that kind of thing. But that's just a part of it. So how is your health now? That was 2017. Yeah. How's your health now?
Yeah, like my health is pretty good, but they call it sort of the honeymoon period. So after about 5 years, you start to notice what they call a bit more off. So basically what happens is with your dopamine levels kind of start to go down. You lose more neurons slowly, and some people go much faster. And in fact, young people with Parkinson's who are diagnosed under the age of 30 tend to actually have worse symptoms than older people. So there's this, again, image that, you know, when you're older, you might have the worst symptoms, but actually some of the younger people have worse. So for me, I do a lot of exercise, and exercise is the only thing we know potentially that can slow progression. So it can really help symptom management. And then obviously from a diet point of view, it's very important to follow a good, healthy diet, because the gut is very much associated with Parkinson's disease. And also, so in terms of the microbiome, so actually there's a lot of work been done by the APC Microbiome Institute down in Cork.
Yeah,
in this area.
John Crine and his team, wonderful people.
They're doing, he'd be interesting to get on to talk about this whole gut brain around Parkinson's, because there's a lot of very interesting evidence to show that it potentially might start in the gut. So there's a whole issue in terms of pesticides being associated. In fact, actually, Parkinson's disease is higher prevalence in rural areas rather than urban areas. So there's so much that is known, and it's the fastest growing neurological disease in the world, and it's actually growing fast in younger people as well as older people. So, but we have a real problem in this country in terms of access to services, and that's, you know, really what has probably led me to be with you here today.
Yeah.
Because basically we have only six nurses, specialist nurses for Parkinson's disease for 12,000 people in the country. We should have 30. And in fact, Cork has none. So we have the Rebel bus traveling up to the Dáil today. We're doing a presentation to TDs, because we really, it's got to desperate stakes. There's a lot of people suffering out there needlessly because they can't get access to neurologists. Tony, who's the chairman of the Cork branch, hasn't seen a neurologist in 2 years. I do a callback service for people with Parkinson's around diet, and it's really hard listening to people isolated in the countryside, you know, older and younger, who are really struggling because they can't get access to the care. And people, there's a lot of ageism around Parkinson's in terms of the image of it.
Yeah.
And they think that, you know, that's just a tremor, but there's so many other things going on. And for women in particular, but also men, symptoms of Parkinson's include anxiety and depression. You know, and a lot of people don't know that, and that can be really debilitating for people with Parkinson's. So there's many things that we need help with.
Physically, we know that men's bodies and women's bodies are different. Does it have an effect on women that we mightn't have thought of, shall we say?
Yeah, well, we do know in terms of the, I actually co-authored a paper on the unmet needs of women with Parkinson's with a number of neurologists, because there's so many things that aren't being dealt with for women with Parkinson's. And one of them actually is the mental health issues, so anxiety and depression. So there's many women with Parkinson's that have a delayed diagnosis because they're told, you know, it's just due with their hormones, or it's in, you know, it's just their head. And many of them have basically been dismissed around those symptoms, and it's delayed their diagnosis. And the longer it is before you're diagnosed, the more neurons potentially you've lost. So you want to get in early to diagnose people, to try and keep as many of the neurons they have, to keep as much dopamine as they have. The other thing then is women tend to get the same medication dosage as men, but actually women tend to have, you know, a different metabolism, and they metabolize the drug much quicker for Parkinson's, and it can cause a lot of distress in terms of symptoms.
This raises an argument I've come up against before, Rochelle, and, you know, it was kind of a learning for me as a guy. So many medicines that we give out for chronic illnesses have been tested only on men. And therefore, when you give a woman a medication that's been tested only on men, you may well have missed something.
Yeah. Well, in the case of Parkinson's, there's a condition called dyskinesia, which is very distressing, which is directly related to absorbing too much of the medication called levodopa. And it's very debilitating, and women tend to suffer from it more. And
well,
also,
what is
a thing
that?
Called dystonia.
What's dyskinesia?
Dyskinesia is where you basically, if you can imagine, it's like a tremor all over your body, but you're kind of rocking and rolling. You're literally moving all the time. It's having excess dopamine. So dopamine basically helps your muscles to move and helps you to move. But when you have too much of it and it doesn't get into the brain where it needs to get, it causes a lot of symptoms. And it's very distressing for younger people, especially for their family, you know, young kids seeing
this
their parents.
This is like a person, you see them, a person with severe Parkinson's that's not well managed. Every part of them seems to be moving. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And it's an uncontrolled movement.
Yes, yeah. So it's very distressing, you know, for a lot of young people.
It's horrible to look at. It must be terrible to suffer from.
Yeah, yeah. And often people are, you know, perceived as being drunk because of it, because, you know, of their movement. And so you can imagine being a young woman with kids, that's very distressing. And there's another thing called dystonia, which is severe cramping of the feet or the hands. So that basically can stop you from walking. So again, you're a busy mom with kids and suddenly you can't walk. So there are a lot of these symptoms that people aren't aware of. And also for women, one of the key things is for younger women, it's something that I'm very interested in, is the impact of our hormones. So generally speaking, it's shown that women with Parkinson's have worse symptoms around their menstrual cycle. So a week before their period, their symptoms tend to get much worse because basically the estrogen drops and it affects your dopamine levels. Okay. So there's many women out there who literally are you know, confined to the house for a week and maybe 2 weeks because their symptoms are much worse. So there's things like that aren't taken into account.
I'm sure people can look up and find out more on the Parkinson's Ireland website, the Parkinson's Association of Ireland website, and the Women's Parkinson Project, which you were the co-founder of, Rochelle. Thank you for being with us on The Opinion. That's Rochelle Flanagan. It's a horrible condition. It really is.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.